This is Radio Kate back at the Welcome Centre in Walthamstow, which has now become the community volunteer police canteen. None of the police stations around in Waltham Forest have their own canteen. They're encouraged to go out and eat with the community. So we've set up a canteen for them here. We've got so much cake, fruit, pasta, sausage rolls, pakoras, quiches. There's even a sandwich toastie maker, a big bowl of fruit. Somebody's actually written a menu on the wall now. It's just up, pinned up beside the basketball hoop in the community hall. And the noise that you can hear now is a combination of lots and lots of eager volunteers and about, how many have we got at the moment? Probably about 10 police officers, and I've just seen a paramedic that's walked in as well. So we're doing our best to help them during these kind of crazy times, really, with all the rioting. And they're working very long shifts, they're working very hard, and we just wanted to do our bit to help them. So it really is quite an amazing community spirit here with everybody coming out. And I've just been talking to a policeman just now, and he was talking about the police cars that are getting a bit smashed up. And he was saying that because they have such a shortage of vehicles, they've actually had to go out after a car's window's been smashed, just tape them up with paper and use it for the rest of the shift, because the borough they're working in, the space they're covering, is too big for them to walk it. There's not enough officers to cover it all by foot, so they're just sort of going out and doing the best that they can. Otherwise it'll just take too long to get the windows fixed before they need to be out there and responding to calls again. So I sort of do feel for them. They are under pressure, but they're doing an excellent job. And it's just really nice seeing all these happy, smiling volunteer faces, just joining in, mucking in together and helping these police officers out while they're doing their work. And they seem ever so grateful. So I believe that, London isn't such a bad place after all. We can look after ourselves, and we can look after the people that are looking after us. In fact, I've just had a lovely story from one of the policemen who said that they were waved down as they were driving by in their van, and somebody came out, a member of the public came out and handed them, there must be about 8 different beautifully packaged up bundles of cakes, muffins, ginger cake, all wrapped in cellophane with ribbon around them. Each one's got a little description on it, including the ingredients, just in case anybody is allergic to anything. So, it's really nice, everybody wanting to help out, everybody's wanting to do something, and show that London is nice. And Walthamstow really does deserve its title of Awesomestow. This is Radio Kate, over and out for the moment. I'll bring you some updates later.